good day. I want to greet everyone today. All of you listeners out there listening to Dakota Live Radio, welcome and thank you for being with us. And before I get started, I would like to greet you all in my mother tongue. This is Diane Merritt coming to you from southeastern South Dakota, offering our Dakota lessons on this beautiful, beautiful day. Oha yuha chante washte nape chusape. Mi chaje ke Diane Merritt ga. Na komi chaje kish nas nawe. Na ihank twa na kota hemacha. I would like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake and introduce myself. I am Diane Merritt and my Nakota name is Rattle Woman from the Gourd, and very happy to be here. I'm from the End Village Nakota people. So thank you for being with us today. I would maybe like to share a little bit about what it is that we're going to be doing today for our Dakota lesson here. Thank you for being with us, and I hope that our lessons are helping you in hopes that you want to learn the language. We hope to bring you more as time goes on, and little by little, if you are able to pick up the language, that's wonderful. We're really yokpe, really happy. So today then, I want to be able to share some of the Nakota, Dakota, Wichohans, some of the ceremonies, the terminology there, and maybe share a little bit about those areas, and then maybe talk a little bit about the Pejutas, and then maybe integrate some of the non-native Pejutas that are pretty common today for us as a people that we use, but to be able to provide also the origins of our Pejutas, the medicines. And two, we want to share a little bit of our Oyate, the terminology from the Oyate, from our people, and how we say those, and hopefully you'll be able to pronounce them with us as we move along with our lesson. And then also a little bit of the seven sacred rites, just providing those in the language and maybe a brief meaning for each one of those in English, most of all in our mother tongue, so that we can say them together. And so I look forward to this lesson that we have here together, and I'd like to go ahead and get started. So one of the things that I want to maybe start with is the Great Spirit in the non-native language. We say Great Spirit, and for those of us learning the language and want to speak the mother tongue, the word that we use for Great Spirit in our language is Wakantanka. Wakantanka. I'd like to ask you at this time if you would please pronounce that along with me. Wakantanka. Wakantanka. Uh-huh. Pidayam. Thank you. And then also within our language and the meditation and the prayers that our people make that live these ways is that they acknowledge the grandfathers. And in our language we say Tonkashina. Tonkashina. Okay? If we can pronounce that together. Tonkashina. Tonkashina. For grandfather. And for our people and our nation and our language, we say Oyate. Oyate. So if we can pronounce that together. Oyate. So whatever peoples, our nations we come from, in our language, that's how we say people, our nation. We say Oyate. And a lot of our ways, our Wichohas, our life ways, we say the life ways, that the word that I'm saying there, Wichoha, that's life ways, traditions. So we say Wichoha, Wichoha. So I'll be saying that throughout the lesson. So when you hear that, that's the reference I'm making, is to our life ways as a people. Another common practice amongst our people in our Wichoha, our life ways, is when we Azidya. The common modern term that people use today is smudge. They say smudge. Or, you know, when I was growing up, many people that spoke English, you know, they would say cedar yourself, sage yourself. So that term smudge in our language, we say azidia, azidia. If we can pronounce that together, azidia, azidia. Uh-huh. Another area that we always strive for, no matter where we are, is peace, to have that peace amongst us as nations or as peoples. And in our language for peace, we say wowahwa, Wo-wah-wa. So if we can pronounce that together. Wo-wah-wa. Wo-wah-wa. And then we have our voice that we send to one another, to the Wakantaka, to the Tonkashina, is our voice too with the songs, with the chanchera, the drum. So what we have there is we call our people that help us with that, is we call them Doan We Chasha. Doan We Chasha. That's a singer, a male singer that helps with our Wichohans. So many times we have them help us in different times of healing or celebrations, but we call them Doan We Chasha. So let's say that together. Doan We Chasha. And then I was just sharing with you a little bit ago when we talk about Azidia, to Azidia others or Azidia ourselves. Everybody has their time and place. And so a lot of the different types of pejutas, we call them medicines in English. They're called medicines, but in our language, in our mother tongue, in our dialect, we say pejuta, pejuta. And those are medicines. One of those medicines that we continue to use today is sage grass. And in our language, we say pejihota, pejihota. So if we can pronounce that together, pejihota. And then we also have what we call sweet grass. In English, they call it sweet grass. And in our mother tongue, we say wachanga. Wachanga. If we can pronounce that together, wachanga. Wachanga. So that's how we pronounce sweet grass in our language. Then we also have cedar from our cedar trees that we use. Different peoples, they use the cedar as a medicine. These are all healing medicines that grow on the tree or from the ground, and very sacred medicines that have always helped us in our different types of healing. So for cedar, in our mother tongue, we say chante. Chante. Okay, now if we want to pronounce that together, that we would say chante. Chante. So those are some of the terms that we want to share. And too, we want to acknowledge too our grandmother Earth in our language, in our mother tongue. For grandmother Earth, we say Unchi Maka. Unchi Maka. Let's pronounce that together. Unchi Maka. Unchi Maka. So those are a lot of the different ways we acknowledge our relationships with our surroundings. Whether that's, you know, the Wakians, then too, we have in the English language, we call them the thunder beings. In our language, we call them Wakians. Wakia. Call them the Wakians. Those are the thunder beings. Then we also acknowledge the air as well. We always acknowledge the air in our meditations or in our everyday walk of life. And that's the four winds, the four cardinal directions. And so in our mother tongue, we call them the Tate Dopa. Tate Dopa. If we can say that together. Tate Dopa. And many times in our meditations, in our walk on life, the elders and the ancestors always pass on for our elders and for us and our future and those yet to come, is to always have that gratitude each day for our life. And in our mother tongue, that's Wichoni. Wechoni. So we can pronounce that one together. That is Wechoni. Okay, then two, I want to move right along here. I want to maybe share a little bit of our mother tongue with medicine. Maybe give some of the English terminology and then our mother tongue from our dialect. So I mentioned that medicine, in our language, we say pejuta. We say pejuta. Whatever that medicine is, that could be our tawachi, our mind, our chante, whatever that is that our nari shares with this journey on earth, or we have around us in our environments, we have our medicines as well in that way. And we talk about mint, and how that has different properties of healing. We call that cheaka. So if we can pronounce that together, cheaka. Another common medicines, I know I've utilized myself as a child or as a young woman or as a mother today, that we still have is bitterroot, and that has a lot of different medicinal properties as well for healing. And that one, bitterroot, in our mother tongue, in our dialect, we say singpe tawo yute. Singpe tawo yute. If we can pronounce that together, singpe tawo yute. Singpe tawo yute. And then in our times today, we also have different medicines that are pretty commonly used, like aspirin or Tylenol. And so in our dialect, in our mother tongue, we say nata yazampi pejuta. Nata yazampi pejuta. Let's pronounce them together. Nata yazampi pejuta. Nata yazampi pejuta. Uh-huh. Damaya. And then we have our common cough medicines today as well. Different times, there's all types of cough medicines we use today. One for helping your cough to maybe open up or maybe suppress it. Different types of cough medicines, all kinds of different medicines today. So for cough medicine in our dialect, we say hochpapi pejuta. Hochpapi pejuta. Okay, Johanna, let's pronounce that together, all of us. Hochpapi pejuta. Hochpapi pejuta. Then we too have like different types of antibiotics that may be in a pill form. There's all different names today. They come up with new ones all the time. That's what the chemists do today in the world. Make all these different new types of medicines. So for pills in our mother tongue, we say pejuta gmigmera. Pejuta gmigmera. So let's pronounce that together. Pejuta gmigmena. Pejuta gmigmena. Uh-huh. Pidamapi. Thank you for participating up to this point. Any way that we can impart our language and share with one another, no matter where we're at listening at this time, we thank you and we hope you continue to listen with us. And we're very honored that you would take the time to learn the language, a language we want to preserve and pass on. And then we also have different types of salves, ointments that are topical types of medications. For instance, an example would be bacitracin, if you've ever heard of the ointment or a topical type of salve. They call bacitracin, they call it in our mother tongue, ha is daya. Ha is daya. Can say that together. Ha is daya. Ha is daya. Uh-huh. And then, too, when we think of our Oyate, our people, Oyates means people in our language. Different types of helpers we have in the world today. We're all doing something in the world, whatever that might be. However we take care of ourselves or whatever way we contribute to society, there's different relationships we have as individuals. Some of the people that we have in the world that contribute to our societies are our medical profession, and those ones are like the doctors. So in our mother tongue, we call them the Pejutawichasha. Pejutawichasha. So that's the way we say doctor in our language. And then we also have our people who look out for us in the world, like the law enforcement or the policing people. And they call them the Wawoyuspa. Wawoyuspa. So if we can pronounce that together. Wawoyuspa. Wawoyuspa. Uh-huh. And then we have our contractors too in the world that are building homes or are fixing homes, or they have those gifts. The carpenter, we call them the Tiapia. Tiapia. Let's say that together. Tiapia. Tiapia. And we were just going through the different types of medicines. And in the non-native world, we call them pharmacists. Pharmacists. Those are the ones that fill scripts, and people need help for their health. And if they have that way that they go, then they go to a pharmacist. Once that Pejutawichasha, that doctor, prescribes that Pejuta, that medicine, then the pharmacist, he will fill that script. And the pharmacist, he's called a Pejutawichaku. Pejutawichaku. Okay, if we can say that together. Pejutawichaku. Uh-huh. Pejutawichaku. And so for many of our people today, and continuing on the Wichoha, the life ways, many of our people want to be able to have that Wichasha, or that being here on earth who can help them, whether that's with their minds or their health concerns, or maybe for some type of consultation. So in our language, they call them Wapia Wichashas. Wapia Wichasha. Okay, so that's for a medicine man, they call them. We can pronounce that together. That's Wapia Wichasha. Wapia Wichasha. Uh-huh. Let's say we have mayors in different areas in our nations. Maybe not all over, but for those of us that are familiar with a mayor in a different community, town, cities, in our language for mayor, we say Wichoti Itancha. Wichoti Itancha. Okay, if we pronounce that together, that's Wichoti Itancha. Wichoti Itancha. Okay, so want to just maybe until we meet again, want to be able to impart that for a friend in our language for the male and female. For the male, we say koda. So the males, when they communicate with one another, they are kodas to each other. Nga wiyankish, and the females to one another, female to female. They acknowledge each other as, in the language, they say mashke. So mashke, that's how you say friend, female to female. Ada yuhana na umunka nina wopi dai chichapi. Na a doksha ke a wunach umashte.